It's been a tough old run of late, hasn't it? No getting away from that. And at these tough times, is it all the more important as a manager to kind of exude that optimism, be upbeat and have that real sort of staunch belief in what you're doing as a club?
I think it's important to be honest more than anything. It's you're not losing because you're doing everything right. You're losing because you're getting things wrong. But you've got to remember that it wasn't so long ago that we were doing nothing but winning. And, you know, we knew what to do when we were winning. We had the habits on board. And we've obviously let them slip. If we hadn't, then we'd still be in the winning vein. So, you know, we've shown that we've got what it takes to succeed. We've shown that if we're not, you know, on the money, then we can lose football matches. We're in a horrible little run on the whole. But, yeah, there were good signs at Wigan that we were starting to come out of it. There were good signs in the first half last week that we'd sort of turned the corner. The second half last week, I think we saw a team that was nervous about hanging on to the points, that by its own admission said, we forgot to keep the football, we forgot to go forward because we so wanted to defend our goal and keep hold of what we had. And we all know that, you know, if you try and stand still, then you only go backwards. So we made mistakes in that second half. We paid the price. It wasn't our intention. It wasn't our strategy. We didn't intend to play on the back foot. That wasn't the game plan. But it's what happened. You know, it's the nature of human beings, especially ones that are really keen to hang on to something.
Yeah, and prior to the West Brom game, you had a fairly settled side, didn't you? And you haven't been able to get that since. You stuck with the same team, I think, after the West Brom game for Bradford. But since then, lots of changes to the starting lineup, to the squad as well, game by game. Does that just illustrate that you're still looking to tweak and change and just find that formula that's going to kick you on again?
I think anyone who criticises me for a lack of stability in selection gives very fair criticism. There's obviously mitigating circumstances. You get suspensions, you get injuries, you get form going up and down. There's always things you know as a manager about, you know, an individual player and his circumstances that perhaps affect you in terms of selection. But, you know, on the whole, if somebody would say to me, you've not been consistent enough in your selection, I'd have to hold my hands up. There's times where, you know, perhaps I've given a player that I haven't seen that much of or I don't know that well, I've given him a chance to show me he can do a certain job or he can play in a certain way. And, you know, I've learned lessons in terms of what people can and cannot do. And the time for that's pre-season, not, you know, in the middle of the season. But, you know, we are where we are and we've brought a lot of players in and I've had to get to know people. And there's no better time to know them in match action. So there's plenty of reasons why, you know, things have gone as they've gone. The change in selection is an obvious one. And certainly going in towards the end of the season, you'll see me settle things right down because we need some stability. Everybody knows that partnerships, relationships, structure and organisation in a team are massive. And there's no question that we need to, you know, bed in some consistency within what we're doing.
And will you have Ben Anik back this weekend? He's been nursing that ankle injury, of course.
I'd expect Ben and Mark Tyler to be fit for the weekend. So, you know, two massively experienced goalkeepers to add, you know, strength to the selection of possibilities. Stu's, for a young goalkeeper, you know, made some terrific saves in the time that he's been in. But as we all know, you can't beat, you know, the experience and the voice and the organisation and the distribution possibilities that the more experienced boys give you. They know the game and they know the pressure situations. And they're so well versed in dealing with them that it becomes a second nature, and it spreads throughout the team.
And young Samuelson, he's had a calf injury, I think it is. Is he available? Do you think?
Yeah, Martin's back. He put in a light session last Friday. He trained early part of the week. He actually played for West Ham last night. They won the under 21 cup semi final against Liverpool 3-2, and he played 115 minutes last night. So that was terrific for him. And terrific for us to, you know, have a player who's been under our development going back and achieving great things with his parent club. So he's back available for selection. Probably not for 90, having put in such a shift last night, but certainly available for the 18, which is positive news.